bless you. You're listening to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with your host, Evangelist May. At this time, we're going to get ready to go into a word of prayer. We know that prayer changes things, and we thank each and every one of you for tuning in on tonight. As we turn our hearts and minds unto the Lord, Heavenly Father, we come to you once again in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for the word of God that came forth today. We thank you for how you touched and blessed us, how you encouraged our souls, how you strengthened us, O Lord. Oh, my God, we thank you for all that you have done. We thank you for the souls that have been blessed. We thank you for those, O Lord, who got a mind, Lord, to hear the word of God. We want to thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us in a special way. We thank you for thine anointing, for without it we can do nothing. We thank you right now, Lord. We give glory to honor to thy name. We bless the name of Jesus. We pray that you will go with us on this broadcast. We want you to send your word, send your anointing, touch and bless us, O Lord. Give us strength where we're weak and build us up where we're torn down. Help us to drive and to go forward in you, doing your will, preaching thy word, and being a witness for you, Lord. Oh, my God, telling of the great works that you have done in our lives. Help us to be about your business. We realize that night cometh when no man can work. Hallelujah. We want to do your will. We want to be pleasing in your sight. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. We pray that you come in the room, that you move by your spirit, move even the more, touch souls, let souls be blessed and saved. Oh, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. We know how to deliver. You can do everything. We are yet dependent on you. Our hope and our trust is in you. There's no other help we know. Thou art a very present help in trouble, when trouble is all around, when trouble come in our lives. Our trust is in you, for you said you would be with us always, even to the end of the world. You promised that you wouldn't leave us, and we are standing on your promises, standing on the word of God. Your word cannot fail. Your word cannot lie. We believe you, and we move by faith. Our trust is in you. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, my God, we're not leaning on self, but we are leaning on you and your word. Help us, Jesus, to do your will. Help us, Lord, put your words in our mouths. Help us to speak the words that you give us to speak. Help us, O Lord, not to have idle words, but help us, Jesus. We want to be pleasing in thy sight. We want you to move, Lord, everything that is contrary to your will. Help us to be found in thy word, doing thy will. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God, we want to stand. We want to go through. Lord, we pray that you look upon every soul and every listener to this broadcast. We pray that you touch them right now. You know the burdens of their heart. Lift the heavy burdens. Strengthen those souls, those that want to make a change. We want you to strengthen them, oh Lord. Teach them and show them the way, Lord, that they might be saved. Help them to give their lives to you before it's too late. Help them to run for you, Lord. Help them, Jesus. Show them the way, Lord. Help them to be obedient to your word that they might be saved. We know you're able. We are dependent on you, Lord. Now, Lord, we want you to touch, Lord, those souls that are sick and afflicted. We want you to touch them, oh Lord. Those that are bereaved, have mercy on them, oh Lord. Lift a heavy burden, strengthen their souls, encourage them, oh Lord. Comfort their souls. Oh my God, we know you're able to say, Lord. Jesus, have mercy on the dying souls, those who are wandering around in sin and don't know which way to go. Lead them, Jesus. Lead them unto you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you look on that young soul. Oh, my God, touch his mind. Oh, Lord, save him, Jesus. Change his mind. That trouble that is vexing him. Oh, my God, that is vexing his soul. Touch his mind. Deliver his mind that he might give his life unto you. Let him realize there is hope in you. In the name of Jesus, look on those souls that are incarcerated. Have mercy on them, Lord. Deliver their souls. Let some soul receive the word of God that their souls might be free. Have mercy, O Lord, those who are institutionalized. Oh, my God, we want you to go into the institutions and into the hospitals that you will have mercy on them, O Lord. Soul that is near as hell, that soul that is languishing, have mercy on them right now, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Save, Jesus. Heal and forgive. Deliver souls. Help somebody, Lord, to give their life to you. Help them to turn from their ways. We know you can do it, Lord. We're depending on you, O Lord. We want you to have your way. Let your will be done. Take control of this broadcast on the night. Send your word. Send thine anointing. Take control, O Lord. Speak to us, O Lord. Send your word, O Lord. Let somebody receive thy word that their soul might be saved. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. We thank you. Thank you for your word on the day. Thank you for thine anointing. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the strength, oh Lord. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for how you blessed us. Thank you, oh Lord, for giving us a mind to do your will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you right now, Lord. We give glory and honor to thy name. We bless thy name tonight. And we glorify you in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, go with us and stand by us. Bless and keep us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. In the name of Jesus. Now, at this time, we will have our opening scripture, the Cheryl Edmond.
At this time, we're going to be reading from the 121st number of Psalms. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the beautiful passages of scriptures that was read for the opening scripture. Now we will hear our announcements and a song from Evangelist Khadijah Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the opening prayer and the opening scripture. And we thank you all for tuning in to the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybell Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., the dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7600. 1-800-981-8181. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/GraceRadio5. Five is FIVE. And we also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock p.m. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingsService, Title One School and One is O-N-E. And we want to continue to pray for the bereaved Gail family, and please continue to pray a special prayer for Logan, that the Lord would touch and regulate his mind. We want to continue to pray for Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley. We want to pray for all unsafe family members, Meeka Ray, that the pastor in Camden, Benitra Blackshird, India West, Larry Denson, Ava Brown Feliciano, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Samuel Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, and all those who are requesting prayer at this time. And I'm going to attempt to sing this song. How many times do I go against your will? Then you forgive me, but yet I still turn around and do the things, I shouldn't do, 'cause I belong to you, and I know you will come through. Lord, I know I take advantage of your grace here in this Christian race, but yet I still hear you calling my name. How many times would it take for me to learn that it's only in your will that I'll ever earn my life's reward, the honor due to me, life eternally, riches in glory. Lord, I know I don't belong with you, 'cause I've done wrong. But yet I still hear you calling my name, calling my name to come into your arms, to be safe from fear and harm, knowing this, I still choose to go my way. Then you say that I am He who supply your every need. Oh Lord, I've sinned, but you're still calling my name, calling my name to run into your arms, to be safe from fear and harm, knowing that I still choose to go my way. Then you still say, you say that I am He who inspires your every need. Oh Lord, I've sinned,
but you're still calling my name. Calling my name to come into your arms, to be safe from fear and harm, knowing that I still choose to go my way. Then you still say, you say that I am he who will supply your every need. Oh, Lord, I'm sinned, but you're still calling my name. Oh, Lord, I'm sinning, but you're still calling my name. Oh, Lord, I'm sinning, but you're still calling my name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful selection. Coming through Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. Oh, Lord, I still hear you calling my name. Glory to God, the Lord is good.
Thank you, Lord.
And when the Lord send his word and he began to touch you, or he began to let you know that he's right here to deliver your soul, I think
you,
the
Jesus.
Lord will touch you and give you
Thank
strength.
You,
He'll begin to draw you into him. Glory to God.
Thank
That's
you.
What we want.
You,
Have your way, Lord. Jesus.
Have your way, Lord.
We want
yes.
your will to be done and
Thank
not
you,
our
Jesus.
Will. We want
Thank
some
you,
soul to be saved. We want somebody to be delivered. We want
Thank
somebody
you.
To be healed. And I thank you. Listen to the word. Glory to God. You can come to Jesus. You can give
Thank
your
you.
Life to the Lord, even through a song. So we thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through her. And now we will hear words of exhortations and encouragement coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Praise God. We thank God for you tonight joining in with us on the broadcast. We thank God for all that has been said and done. Thank God for the beautiful scripture, the beautiful song. Thank
yes.
God for his blessings that he has showered us with already.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for just being God
yes.
because
yes.
of who you are.
Yes.
We give you glory, Lord.
Yes.
Because
yes.
of who you are. We give you praise. Amen.
Praise.
And we worship you because
yes.
of who you are. And I just thank God for all things, and I want to encourage you, and you out there that's listening to the word. Amen. Open your eyes and your ears. Hear
yes.
what thus saith the Lord. The
yes.
Bible says, hear what the Spirit saith unto the church.
Amen. Yes.
And there will be something in the word for you. There will be. If you just listen attentively, you will hear the voice of the Lord speak to you. Amen.
Yes,
if you have a raging spirit, his voice will calm that spirit.
Yes,
Amen.
It will.
If
Amen.
You have a hateful spirit, his voice will calm that spirit.
Yes,
Amen.
Yes.
If the devil is talking to your mind, Amen, mm-hmm. and telling you to do something you ought not to do,
All
if you
right.
hear the voice of the Lord, he'll
yes,
steer you in another way.
Thank
Amen.
You, Jesus.
He'll cause you to go the right way. I just
Amen.
Want to encourage you to hear the word of God tonight. Amen. Let God do what he wants in you tonight.
Yes.
The word of God. Amen. Because he can do everything.
Everything.
There's nothing too hard for him. The only thing that he will not do is fail. Amen.
That's right.
But he will not fail because there's no
will
failure
not.
In him. Amen. The failure and falsehood is in us. Amen. God, he will not fail. So as you turn your hearts and minds to the word of God, we're going to introduce the speaker tonight in the person of Evangelist Mae Edmond.
Praise the Lord. God bless you for those beautiful exhortations coming through Evangelist
Amen.
Cynthia. Words that will strengthen your soul. Words that will help you to overcome your situation or whatever it is that's going on in your life. You know, we are living in troubled times right now. People are troubled in their minds. They don't know which way to go. They don't know who to turn to. They have no confidence, even in their own family. But God, he is able. He's able to deliver. He's able to draw you in and bring you on in. He's able to touch that troubled mind. He's able to give you peace in your mind. He's able to strengthen you where you're weak. He's able to fix that situation that's going on in your life. But you have to turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. God can work it out. If you just turn it over to him, just give your heart and your mind, your soul unto the Lord, because God can do what man can't do. He can do what the doctors can't do. He can do what your loved ones can't do. God can regulate your mind. God can change your mind. God can change those evil thoughts that you have in your mind, thoughts of suicide, thoughts of taking your own life. God can change it. He can change that mind. He can put that peace, glory to God. He's got a peace that without understanding, we don't understand sometimes that peace that surpasses all understanding. God can do it today. He can fix it. But you got to turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out while you're trying to figure it out, wondering which way to go. What shall I do? How am I going to get out of this? How is this going to work out? Just turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. One thing about it, if you give it to Jesus, Jesus knows just how to fix the situation. We many times, we put our trust in loved ones. We put our trust in the doctors, but they can't help us. All they can do is tell us what's going on sometimes, but they can't heal and they can't deliver. But God can do it all. We can tell God all about it, and he can heal us. He can deliver us. He can regulate the mind. He can take away the evil thoughts. He can take away those thoughts that you may have of committing suicide, that thought that you may have of giving it up, giving everything up, and just dying. But God, he's a mighty God. He knows what you're going through, and he knows how to fix it. My title tonight is take your burdens to the Lord in prayer. Take them to the Lord in prayer, because he knows how to work it out for you. God cares. God cares for you. That's my theme tonight. God cares for you. In the Bible, 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. God cares for you. You can throw your burdens on the Lord. Just give it to Jesus. He cares for you, and he knows all about what you are suffering. He knows what you're going through. He knows your very thoughts. He knows all about it. Turn it over to Jesus. Put it all on Jesus, for he cares for you. God, I say God cares for you when you're troubled in mind. Glory to God. God cares for you. Amen. He's able to fix your situation. I heard the psalmist David in the 55th number of Psalm and the 22nd verse. He said, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Cast it upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer you to be moved. Glory to God. He's not going to allow you to be moved out of your place if you just
upon him. He's going to sustain you. He's going to keep you. He's going to help you that you don't suffer and that you don't be moved. So cast your burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never stop you to be moved. And then in the 23rd verse, it says, but thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will trust in thee. The psalmist said, I will trust in thee. Regardless of what the bloody men do, I'm going to trust in you, Lord. I'm going to look to you, Lord, because I believe that you are able to take me through. Cast your burden upon the Lord. God cares for you. Hallelujah. Maybe your loved ones don't care, but God cares. Maybe the boss man don't care about you, but God, I said God cares. He knows all about what you're going through. But there comes a time in every one of our lives that we must take our burden to the Lord, take it to him in prayer, and let him work it out. The psalmist let us know that he will trust in the Lord. The Bible said, trust in the Lord and do good. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Glory to God, if we commit our way unto the Lord, commit it unto the Lord, not unto your loved ones, not unto anyone other than God. Commit your way unto him. Submit yourself. Submit your mind, your body, your soul, your all. Submit it all to the Lord, and God will work it out. He knows how to fix every situation that's going on in your life. Glory to God. You got to take it to the Lord in prayer, and God will work for you. Glory to God. The people of God, we don't have to worry because we can go to God in prayer. I'm reminded of the woman who had the issue of blood. She carried this situation for so long, for 12 long years. She suffered with bleeding. She went to the doctors and spent all the money she had, but nothing better. She never got better. She spent all the money and just kept getting worse. But God, hallelujah, he worked it out for one day. She heard that Jesus was passing through, and she got in the press, got in the crowd. Can you imagine the crowd of people standing all around, and you trying to get through to get to Jesus? Well, she pressed her way, and she got through the crowd and began to touch the hem of his garment. And when she touched the hem of his garment, virtue went out, and Jesus felt it. He felt that virtue, and he said, who touched me? Somebody touched me. Hallelujah. And the woman, when she realized she had not been hid, she came out and let the Lord know, it was I who touched you. Glory to God. And immediately her blood dried up. She was healed right on the spot. That's the kind of God we serve. If you trust him and take him at his word, he will do whatever it is that we need him to do. But we got to go to the Lord. Take it to the Lord, because he's the Almighty. He can do all things. He can do miracles. He carrying. Maybe you've been carrying it for years now, but you got no better. You can give it to Jesus, and he can work it out. I don't care how long you've been carrying it. I don't care how long you've been going through it. Jesus is here today to deliver your soul. He's here today to take that burden off of you. But you got to give it to the Lord. Don't continue to carry it. Take it to Jesus. Take it to the Lord, because he cares about Jesus. Is concerned about your soul. He's concerned about your well-being. It's his will that you prosper and be in good health. The Lord don't want you walking around sick and can't go forth, but he wants you to be healed. He wants you to be made whole so you can give his name the praise and thanks and glory and honor unto his name for the wondrous work that he has done. Take it to the Lord. Take it to the Lord in prayer. God cares. He cares. He cares about what you're going through. He cares when no one else cares. Jesus, he cares. He cares about your health. He cares about your well-being. He wants you to be made whole. He wants you to be complete in him. Just take it to Jesus. Take the burden that you're carrying and that you've been carrying for a long time. Take it to the Lord. Give it to Jesus. He can work it out. God cares. He cares for you. He don't want your heart to be troubled. You may be troubled, but let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus, he went away to prepare a place for every one of us. We can go there. That place where Jesus is a beautiful place. There's mansions up there. Hallelujah. We can go where Jesus is once we repent of our sins and give our lives to Jesus. If you believe that today, you can be free today of whatever is ailing you, whatever burden that you're carrying. You can be free of it today. You can take it to the Lord and lay it there. Give it to Jesus, because God, I said God, he cares for you. He don't want you to perish. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. Give your life to Jesus. Turn it over to the Lord and let him work it out. I mean, Peter was put in prison, and the Bible says prayer was made without ceasing for Peter when he was in prison. God made a way. He let the saints gather together and go in prayer. And they prayed, and the Lord heard the prayer, and he delivered them. Glory to God, he answered the prayer that was, glory to God. That's why I say you got to take your burden to the Lord in prayer, and Jesus will work it out. Why? Because God cares for you. He cares about you. Maybe your mother don't care about you. Maybe your brother, your sister, or your loved ones don't care about you. They don't want you in their house. But you can take that burden to the Lord and let Jesus, let him fix it in your life. You can come to Jesus today. You don't have to wait you can come today and Jesus can work it out for you today. He can fix it for you today. If you just believe his word today, he said in his word, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. If you believe God's word, like the Bible says, God will do it for you. Take your burden to the Lord in prayer. I know sometimes we are troubled on every side, we being the people of God. We are troubled on every side sometimes, yet we are not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. We're not going to be in despair as if we have no hope. We have a hope, and our hope is in Jesus. It's not in these things down here, but our hope is in the Lord God Almighty. We may be persecuted. We may be harassed or injured, oh my God, but not forsaken. God has not forsaken his people. I don't care what it seemed like. I thought about Jesus when he was on that cross and he was dying and he began to say, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? Glory to God, but God had not forsaken him, but because he was in the flesh, spirit and flesh, glory to God, his body suffered the pain that any normal person would suffer when they're in pain. He felt the pain, although he was the Son of God. He felt that pain, and he felt as though he had been forsaken. But God, I said God was right there. Hallelujah. God strengthened him. He was able to go through his tribulation. He was able to endure. And hallelujah, when it was over, he dropped his head to the locks of his shoulder and said, Father, it's finished. It is finished. The work that you gave me to do, it is finished. Hallelujah. He came that we might be saved. He came to give his life for a sinner and a wretch like you and I. He said, it is finished. The work that you gave me, I have finished. Glory to God. I tell you, the Lord, he will come to your rescue if we just go to him in prayer and pray and pray and seek the face of the Lord. Glory to God. And you that don't know God, if you go to him in prayer, seeking his face, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, God's kingdom. Seek after that. Drop all these things that are not of God. Let it go and seek the Lord. The Lord will come to your rescue. He will answer your prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the unrighteous forsake his way. Let him return unto the Lord and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. God will pardon your sins if you take that burden, take it to the Lord in prayer, calling on the name of the Lord, calling on Jesus. Jesus is his name. The Bible said the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it, and they are safe. We can run into that name, and we can call on Jesus, and we will be safe out of our troubles. And the sinner man can call on the name of of Jesus until he reign righteousness in your soul. There's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved. None other than the name of Jesus. Jesus is his name. Call him. Just call him and he will come. He'll come to your rescue. If you call him out of your heart, call him out of your soul, call him like you need, he will come to your rescue. He'll change that mind. He'll change your heart, stony heart, and put in a heart of flesh. Glory to God. And you will know of a surety something has happened unto me that I cannot explain. It must be Jesus. Jesus. Glory to his name. We can go to the Lord. We can take that burden. That burden that you're carrying, whatever it is, the cares of this life, the concerns of this life, and there are many, but you can take them to Jesus, and he can work them out. We thank God. Thank God for his word. We know that God's word all by itself is true, and his word will not fail. His word is going to stand. When everything else goes down, the word of God is going to stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. The grass withered and the flower faded, but the word of our God abideth forever. God's word is going to stand. If we take him at his word, he will do what he said he will do. There may be someone that's listening to this broadcast. You've been carrying a burden, and you've been carrying it for a long time, but you want to get rid of it. We're going to pray for you today. There may be someone else that's concerned about your soul. You want to be saved. You want to give your life to Jesus, but something keeps holding you back. We're going to pray for you that the Lord will lift that burden off you, that you will give your life to the Lord. This is the reason that Jesus came into the world, that we might be saved, that we might be able to make it into the kingdom of God. So as we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, we're going to go into a word of prayer. And wherever you are, just think on the goodness of the Lord and ask the Lord to have mercy on your soul, that he will forgive you of your sins and blot out of your transgressions. Just cast all your cares on him. And whatever it is, I don't care what it is, just cast it all on the Lord. And let the Lord know, I give it to you, Lord. I can't carry it any longer, but I give it unto you. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your word, thanking you for this opportunity. We pray that you look on the souls of men. Somebody is carrying a heavy burden. Somebody want to get rid of that burden. Somebody is tired of living in sin. Glory to God. Somebody is tired of being sick. Somebody is being tired of going through their tests and trials. But Lord, we are coming to you today, souls, that you might strengthen them, that you might encourage, that you might heal today, that you might save today, Lord, that you might forgive sins and blot out of transgressions, that you will help, Lord, somebody to be saved. Help them to give their life to you. Help them to call on your name. Call you by your name. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Help them to fall out with their ways. Help them, Lord, to give up the world and these worldly things. Help them, Lord, to say bye to the world. Hallelujah. Help them, Jesus, on you until you take control, until you quicken them, until you make them whole, until you wash away every sin, every malady of sin. Blot out the transgressions. In the name of Jesus, be merciful, O Lord. Send your anointing. Send your spirit, O Lord. Touch right now, Jesus. Help them to go through. Help them, O Lord. Help them to submit themselves unto you, Lord. We know you can do it, O Lord. Let them be sorry that they sinned against you, O Lord. Touch their hearts, O Lord. Help them to humble themselves under the mighty hand of God, that in due time you may exalt them. Help them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, have compassion on them. Have mercy right now, Lord. Forgive their sins. Forgive their trespasses. Forgive them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Save, Lord. Save to the uttermost. Jesus, that mind, oh Lord, that soul that's dying, touch them right now. Forgive them of their sins, blot out of their transgressions. Have mercy on them right now. Change somebody's mind. Oh, my God. Take out the cigarette. Oh, Lord. Take out the drugs. Take out the alcohol. Have mercy right now, Lord. Be merciful unto them. Deliver their souls. Help them to cry out unto you. Help them, Lord, to run for their lives, to seek your faith. Help them, Jesus, to give up all to follow you, that you might convert them and sanctify them and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Look on your people. Give strength to your people. Heal them that are sick. Deliver them that are bound. Lift heavy burdens. Oh, Lord, look on those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Comfort their souls. Strengthen them. Take them through, Lord. Comfort them, O Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. Lift that burden of sin. We know you're able, O Lord. We believe your word today, Lord. We believe you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that soul that you have touched, we say thank you, Jesus. The soul that you healed, we say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. The soul that you encouraged, we thank you for it. Thank you for what you done. The soul that you touched, we thank you for it. We thank you for all that you have done. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, we glorify thy name. We praise you. We lift you up. You're worthy to be praised. And we're thankful for what you have done. Now, Lord, we pray that you will go with us, that you will stand by us, that you will bless and keep us. Oh, my God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. Help us to watch under prayer, to seek to please you and do your will. We pray this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. This part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia.
A beautiful message on tonight. Encouraging, uplifting message. Amen. A message of caring. Amen. Letting us know that God cares for you to cast your burdens upon him.
Yes.
He cares for you.
He cares.
Amen. And if you believe that tonight, if you believe that tonight, your burden should be lighter. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
If not cast away, it should be lighter. Amen. Because that's what he'll do. He'll lighten the load on you. I just thank God for the word of God. I thank God for Evangelist May. I thank God for this broadcast on tonight. I tell you, God, he's such a good God.
Yes, he
is. He's so worthy. I mean, he's
worthy
to be praised. I mean, you just can't praise him enough. You just, I mean, he's just done so much for us. that we just can't even praise him enough, and we can't even tell all that he has done for us. But I just thank God for all things, and I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to preach the word, and I want to encourage you to continue to take the word of God in. Amen. Don't just be a hearer of the word, but be also a doer of the word. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from other evangelists if they so desire. Praise the Lord. If they not, send us back into the hands of Evangelist May.
Then, Cynthia, can you give us a song on tonight before we close out? We know the Lord is good. He's worthy of the praise. We have to learn to give God some praise and sing unto the Lord. The psalmist said, I will sing unto the Lord forever. Glory to God. I wish I could sing, but I thank the Lord for what's left. So I ask her to give us a selection before we close out here.
I'm just going to sing this simple song.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. This one thing I know. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. So the Bible tells me so. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. This one thing I know. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. So the Bible tells me so. Jesus,
glory.
Jesus, I know.
Yes.
For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. And oh, yes, Jesus loves me. This one thing I know. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. This one thing I know. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me, for the Bible tells me so. He loves me, he loves me, and I'm glad about it. He loves me, and I'm glad about it, for the Bible tell me so.
Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. If my friends don't love me, Jesus loves me. If my family don't love me, Jesus loves me. And that's all I need to know, that Jesus loves me. If God be for us, who can be against us? Glory to God. If the Lord is on your side, you are truly, truly blessed. So we thank God for this broadcast, and it's coming to a close right now. But before we dismiss, I want to say, if you want to call in, you have a testimony that you want to tell, you want to broadcast it on this broadcast, you can call in at 701-802-5175, and then you can dial the access code, which is 5847681, and you will be able to get on the line and give your testimony. And if there's any ministers out there and you got a message and you want to bring forth the message, you can dial that same number, 701-802-5175, and the access code is 5847681#, and you can call in, and I will allow you to give your testimony or give the word of God. I thank the Lord for this opportunity and for this broadcast. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Cynthia and Evangelist Khadijah. May the Lord ever bless you and keep you. At this time, we'll be back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. If there's anyone out there that would like to have a free Bible, you can call 856-304-7774. You can call that number, and I'll see that you get a Bible. It's free, of course. You don't have to pay anything.
So we thank the Lord for you. At this time, this brings the broadcast to an end, and we look forward to being on the broadcast again Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless you, and good night.